This is the Wally Show podcast. To hear the live version, check us out each weekday morning through the WayFM app or at our website, wayfm.com/Wally.
The Wally Show podcast is brought to you by Colorado Christian University Online, where Wally teaches and where you can earn a degree online just like Betty Rock. You can learn more at ccu.edu/Wally. This podcast is also brought to you by United Faith Mortgage. Let their direct lender advantage save you time and money.
Uplifting WayFM.
News can be a little heavy, so we like to do news-ish. Here's Betty.
Have you felt like driving has become a bit more dangerous these days?
Yes.
I have too.
I noticed it right at the, like after the pandemic started to open up a little bit.
Yeah.
People just forgot how to drive, and the time that they were like all like sequestered, they got on the roads and it was just anarchy, man.
Right. Well, we're not alone. A new article I found shows that most of us have seen more aggression, recklessness, and speeding than ever before from other drivers.
No, of course, we're perfect.
That's right. Because this article also says that we, on the other hand, think of ourselves as responsible behind the wheel.
Oh, yeah. There's an old George Carlin joke that he says, everyone going faster than you is a... Everyone going slower than you is an idiot, and anyone going faster than you is a maniac, you know? Because yeah. it always is. It's our barometer that sets the tone for how the road should be.
Yeah. Well, maybe you're one of those that thinks you're responsible behind the wheel, but if we're being honest with ourselves, the top bad habits we do behind the wheel include driving 10 miles over the speed limit. Mm.
That's a bad habit?
Okay. Yes. You can only do 5 over.
What? No. I 9 to 11. Just depends on where I am.
Oh, my gosh. You're part of the problem. Eating food while driving.
I was in a difficult merge yesterday, and I had a bag of Doritos, and I was trying to tip the last bit of the Doritos, and there's this one spot where I merge, and there's always a car there, and sure enough, I didn't see him, and so I was trying to eat my bag of chips, and then thank goodness, though, I'm like, okay, I know I'm in a bad merge spot, and so, but my blind spot was made worse by the bag of chips in my face, but I didn't hit anybody.
Okay, that's called irresponsible.
Right, exactly.
And then lastly, using our phones while we're driving.
We're in a hands-free state, so I never touch my phone.
I do all the time.
Yeah, I totally get that. Uplifting Way FM, this is The Wally Show. It is harder and harder to make friends the older you get sometimes. You know, because you just, your sphere of doing things and your opportunities, I think, lessen.
I would agree with that. I mean, as an adult, it's just, you don't know, it's kind of like dating. You don't know how to make friends, and it doesn't come easy for you like it does in school, because in school, you find your groups. You're either with the emo kids, or you're with the scholastic kids, or whatever.
Just a tip, you don't want to be with the emo adults.
No, for sure. But I did find this article that was asking this question about where have you found your adult friends? And a couple of those top ones, one of those surprising to me was the dog park.
Oh, no, that makes total sense to me.
So people use their dogs to
absolutely
start conversations.
Yeah. Like, because the dog, it's like it's a neutral territory, and dog lovers love other people's dogs. And so it's a really, oh, sorry, my dog is running over your dog, you know, and then you start a conversation. Makes total sense. When my wife and I moved to California, we went fishing with our daughter, basically. We put her in a stroller because she was uber cute. And we put her in the stroller, and we would just troll up and down the street, walking her like every night, like trying to get exercise.
Wow.
And then you meet people like that are out in their front yard and like,
you have kids as well.
Exactly. Oh my gosh, you guys just moved here. Oh, she's so cute. Oh my goodness. And like one of the couples that we ensnared in our trap there became lifelong friends.
Well, look at that.
Yeah, I mean, it totally works. So there's a hint. If you're trying to meet people and meet friends, use your kid.
Or your pet.
Yeah, either one of those is a good strategy. So 855-33-WAY-FM is the number. That's 855-33-WAY-FM. I'm curious, like, what is your strategy, or what have you done? Where have you gone to make friends as an adult? Because it does get a little weirder, you know, sometimes.
It does,
I think,
get a way more awkward for sure.
Yeah, like I don't want to talk to anyone at yoga class, you know, but I think people probably use yoga class to meet
do.
People. So 855-33-WAY-FM is the number. We'll take yours now. So how have you done this? Like, did you have a strategy, or did it just kind of happen?
One, I've always been able to find really beautiful, wonderful family, friends at church. I always find and strive for a church when we move. But I wanted more in our community, and I live in this little town of Bedford in Kentucky. And so I wanted to meet people by joining, like, the Cooperative Extension, or I'm actually, you know, now on the chair for a festival that we have in Bedford every year.
You're right. Church is a great place to meet people that kind of, you know, to be cliche, do life with or whatever. But then you also, too, want people outside of that world sometimes, too. And so that's a great idea.
Yes.
Get involved in your community. You know, be that person that runs for town council, I guess.
Don't take that to heart, though, Wally. You don't need to be doing that.
Oh, I want to run my town.
No.
The best way to meet people is to rule them. So as an adult, where have you found your strategy for making friends?
Two wheels on my mountain bike. I've met a lot of great friends through mountain biking. In fact, a buddy of mine and I started a kind of a nonprofit mountain bike group within our community.
My buddy and I, we mountain bike. That's how we became friends, really, is he was mountain biking. I took it up to be, I needed a friend. And so I took it up. And so Gregor Bears, as everyone on the show calls him now, and I are like best friends, and we mountain bike all the time. It is the weirdest thing, though. Like, Greg will be out riding, and he'll just make friends, and they'll change information and be like, yeah, let's go ride sometime. And I'm just not wired that way at all.
Oh, no, he's going to move on from you.
He might. He can do better. I'm kind of slow. Every time you start a new year, you know, you start thinking about new year, new you. So what are you going to do in 2022? I made that rhyme. But I mean, it is a good question. Like, because it's easy to, you know, start something and then not finish it, you know, and that's where a lot of people run into with their college education. Like, for whatever reason, they got sidetracked. So maybe this is the year that you finish your education, or maybe this is the year you've been putting it off, you know, because life got in the way and you say, you know what, I'm going to make 2022 my year. I'm going to start doing something and you know, invest in myself this year. I think that's a great way, because we talk about getting in shape, and that's a good thing, mm-hmm. but why not get your mind in shape?
Right. You can go back to school, and Colorado Christian University Online makes that possible. They offer a flexible online format that works for your schedule, allowing you to take a class at any time. That's exactly what I did when I went back to college at 30 years old.
Yeah.
And I had to work a full-time job, but I also did my college degree, and I made it happen.
I did mine as well online, my master's, and I was sitting there at a campfire on vacation writing a paper. But you can make it happen. You don't just dream it, you have to do it. And it starts with making that decision to make that call or go online and say, you know what, I want to talk to somebody about this. You can go to ccu.edu/Wally to learn more. And if you're worried about the costs of it, you can talk to them about financial aid, and they can help walk you through that as well. So Betty Rock did it, I've done it, and Colorado Christian University might be just the thing for you in 2022.
Colorado Christian University is a nonprofit impact partner committed to cultivating the mind without compromising the heart.
Uplifting WayFM.
Stories for your head and your heart.
You know what the happiest animal on earth is? It's a goldfish. You know why?
No.
Got a 10-second memory. Be a goldfish.
It's the Wally Show.
If you're a parent, your heart probably breaks even more when you see the stories of how kids have been affected by the invasion of Ukraine by Russia. And so a couple weeks ago, there was this sweet video that made its way around the world on the internet of a 7-year-old girl singing Let It Go while hiding from Russian invaders. I love that song in any language. So cute. And so this little girl, in the midst of a terrifying situation, is singing Let It Go. And it kind of brought comfort to the people that were around her in that moment. And so the good news is, her grandmother and her brother got out of Ukraine and are now refugees in Poland. Sadly, her mom and dad are still in one of the hardest hit areas of Kyiv. But this was kind of cool. So they did a charity concert in Poland that raised more than $380,000 for refugees that are in crisis there. And they found this little girl, Amelia, and they had her sing the Ukrainian national anthem, like, before the show.
Душу тіло ми положим за нашу свободу.
I gotta tell you, that's not an easy national anthem to sing.
No.
A lot of notes in there. But she's killing it. Even goes for the big note at the end. God bless her little heart.
That's
I know.
Amazing.
I mean, that's, like, it's adorable. She did a great job, and I love to see inspirational stories out of tragedy come up like this. And speaking of, you know, them raising money and her performing at this charity thing, a little closer to home, For King and Country actually did a concert from the Mojave Desert, and they raised $150,000 as well for refugees in Ukraine, which is really cool.
Yeah, and if you would like to see a video of that whole event, you can text the word Luke to 91979. We've got Wally talking with Luke about the whole thing. So that's text the word Luke, L-U-K-E, to 91979.
Uplifting Way FM, this is The Wally Show. It's time for you to win a prize here with either, neither, both. We're going to give you a statement. We're going to ask you to tell us if that statement is true for either, neither, or both. And of the people being asked, and if you get it right, you get a point. Getting a point, you win a prize. We'll do a little practice round here to show you how it would work. I'm going to ask this question of Betty Rock and Gavin, okay? And the question is, have either, neither, both of you ever dropped a baby? You, Betty Rock, used to work in the like childcare thing, so the odds are pretty good for that. So I'm going to say that one of you has. So I'm going to say either for my guess that one of you has dropped a baby.
Who do you think that one person is?
Oh, I think it's Gavin. I think Gavin has held a niece or a nephew and they've slid through his fingers, you know, because he probably had like bacon grease on him or something and they just slid through there.
It's a safe bet.
Absolutely. But Betty Rock, like as a childcare person before, you were taught the importance of not dropping children.
Very true.
So, is the story true for either, neither, both of you? Betty Rock, have you ever dropped a child?
Never.
Yeah, I didn't think
Came close a few times, but never.
There's a thing with women, too. There's like a real maternal thing with women. Like, they treat it like, you know... like they treat the child.
See, the human being?
Yeah, see, there's...
The blessing from God?
Yeah, there's the difference right there. They treat it, like, with such reverence and, like, I don't want to drop this thing. And dads are more cavalier throwing kids in the air and stuff. So, Gavin, have you ever dropped a baby?
Despite the bacon grease, I've never dropped a baby.
Oh, okay, I would have got that wrong. I have dropped a baby.
What?
My own. Oh, yeah, I dropped Haley.
Like, how? From how far? Like
a changing table.
Oh, my gosh!
Little known fact, they do come with seatbelts now, and you need to use those from
that
time to time.
That makes sense.
Oh, my word.
Yeah, she's fine. She's okay.
Does Marty know?
She does now. All right, so that's how we play 855-33-WAY-FM. All you have to do is tell us if the statement being asked of two of the members of the show is true for either, neither, both of them. You get enough points, you can win a prize. 855-33-WAY-FM is the number. That's 855-33-WAY-FM if you want to play. Uplifting Way FM, this is The Wally Show. Arlene, welcome to Either, Neither, Both. You ready to do this thing?
I am ready.
Oh, I love your spirit. Now, it's real easy. What we're going to do is I'm going to give you a statement, and two people on the show are going to answer it. You need to tell us before they answer if the statement is true for either, neither, or both of them, okay? So one of them it's true for, neither of them, or they both did this. And if you can get enough points right, you will win a Way FM prize pack. So, Betty Rock, let's have you ask the first question. Question for me and Gavin.
Okay, so for you and Gavin, I'm asking because I want to feel better about myself because I recently did this. Have you ever been in a situation where traffic is supposed to be merging, but people waited to the very last minute to merge in, and so you just, I mean, bumper to bumper with the car in front of you just so you won't allow that person in because they should have merged when other people were
merging.
That's
very true. All right, Arlene, what do you think? Are Gavin and I that callous that we would prevent someone from merging last minute? What do you think?
Typically, I think that men are a little more impatient. So I would say one of you yes and one of you no.
Who do you think would be the most stubborn?
Gavin.
Whoa!
You know, it's the quiet ones you got to watch out for.
All right, well, let's start with you. Gavin, have you done this?
On the road, I do believe in justice. And so I never let the guy in last minute.
That is so good. Yeah, like when, especially when they've cut up the other side, too.
Yeah, it's like just merge back there. You're fine. fine.
I am a very, actually, courteous driver. But when it comes to that, where you had ample time to merge,
yes.
or I tried to let you merge earlier, and you didn't take it, and then I get up there, and you try to cut in again,
yeah.
I've run the block before. So, unfortunately, Gavin and I both are bad people. No point there, Arlena. We both
have
ethical failures. But now, you're not out of this yet. You just got to get the next two right. Gavin, what is your question for Betty and myself?
Okay, have neither, either, or both of you cried in an attempt to get out of a speeding ticket?
Okay, so either, neither, both. What do you think, Arlene?
You have not cried.
Okay, so it's an either situation where Betty Rock has cried to get out of a ticket and I have not. Absolutely, I have not cried to get out of a ticket.
I'm surprised.
Yeah, I know. Okay. Me too, a little bit.
I hope I win.
Okay, so Betty Rock, have you teared up trying to get out of a ticket?
Yes, I have.
Oh. Okay.
I have welled up because I am ready to cry should the situation call for it.
Okay.
I'm ready.
You got the tears ready to go. Okay, so you got that point right, Arlene. So here we go. Our final one here. Have either, neither, both of you ever driven by an ex-crush's house? Like, you know, you kind of bordering on stalking. You want to see what they're doing. And like, oh, well, just maybe they've moved on without me. I just need to know.
You have.
Yeah. So what do you think? Either, neither, both.
I say you both have.
You say both, Betty and Gavin. Okay, now you realize Betty does not have a lot of ex-crushes in her life. So do you want to rethink your answer?
Okay. I want to rethink my answer. I want to say that she has not.
Okay. And Gavin has. Because Gavin seems like
Gavin
he would.
Has.
Gavin seems like he would be jilted and would drive. Just do that slow drive-by where your head is just barely above the window and you drive by like, you still love me. I know you do. Okay. Betty Rock, have you ever driven by an ex-crush's house?
I watch way too many Datelines. I'm not doing it.
There you
I'm
go.
Not
okay.
doing it. I'm afraid they'll be looking out the window right when I drive by. How embarrassing would that be?
All right. Gavin?
Yeah. I've done it in high school.
Yeah, I know.
It was too hard not to.
Dude, I would love to make fun of you, but I've done the exact same thing.
I think a lot too.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely.
100%.
Playing that song from the outfield. Say it isn't so. Tell me I'm not the only one. Say it isn't so. So I totally get that. Well, Arlene, you figured it out, and you won either, neither, both, and you're picking up a Way FM prize pack.
All right.
Uplifting Way FM, this is The Wally Show, and no longer do you just get to do a radio show anymore. You actually have a lot of other things going on, which is kind of fun. We're going to be doing a Facebook Live today as part of our Aftercast. If you don't know what our Aftercast is it's a podcast in essence, but it's stuff we didn't get to on the show, and it's original content, which makes it different from our regular podcast, which is the show without music. I know that's a lot of information and very confusing, so just focus on this fact. You can get more of The Wally Show, if you happen to like it, and longer form conversations about things where there's no music kind of not getting in the way. That sounds negative. But precluding me from hearing my own voice. But today we're actually going to do the show live on Facebook as well, the Aftercast.
So if you don't already follow us on Facebook, go to Facebook.com/Wally Show. We'll be airing live there at 10 a.m. Central Time. So if you want to be reminded of this and make sure that you don't miss out, text the word Wally, W-A-L-L-Y, Wally, to 91979. When you do that, we will text you a link and when the time comes so that you don't forget.
And one of the things we do when we do them live is we also open it up for questions for you, like you can ask us stuff. We're going to play a game that's really visual, which we don't normally get to do on the radio, so that's kind of fun. But I love getting questions from people, and I also love your smart aleck comments, so that's fun too. So again, you can check that out. Just text the word Wally to 91979. We'll send you a link.
Random acts of audio.
Uplifting Way FM, this is The Wally Show, and when we find little clips of audio, we like to share them with you here in Random Acts of Audio. And this one today, Gavin, you found, and it involves a person that I have the utmost respect for.
Yes, Torrin Wells. So you think of Torrin Wells, you think of the high vibratos in this song.
On the mountains, I will bow my life to the one who set me there.
Such a great singer, man. Like, he's done Camp Electric a lot, where the kids go to camp and they learn about, you know, their faith and how to be better musicians. It's a great summer camp. And he has been an instructor for years. My daughter's been to multiple classes with him and loves him. He's fantastic.
He kills it every time. And his world is, you know, this kind of music and worship music. But Christian rapper KB put out this challenge on TikTok for other people to rap his lyrics over a music bed. And Torrin Wells took him up on that.
Oh, I like this. He's got to kill this.
He crushes it.
I can take it to the top cause I charter. I can point you to the rock like a Carter. But my nation state's not an earthly place. Got no time to waste, so I'm out here. I'm a singer, but this rhyme's got a green tag. Verified off-white, but I lean black. So the Audi for a truck still lean back. 5 shows in a week, that's a clean stack. I may be new to you, but this ain't new to me. New, the future's bright, new, I live the dream. Got my boy KB, wow. Always rep the king. Until Christ returns, that's where we gon' be.
Wow, woo. That's pretty good. Like, I would love to see Gavin do this.
Oh, no.
Or me. Like, it would be so bad.
Way worse.
If one of us tried to do that. Especially, and then there, like, there's part of it, like, you're like, okay, I'm just trying to do the rap, and it's just funny. But then there's part, like, would people be mad if you're doing the, you know, off-white, but I lean black? You're like, you can't say that. Yeah. You know, like, yeah. He can.
So, if you're questioning it, don't do it.
All I heard was do it. So, there you go. That's your random act of audio for today.
Wouldn't it be great if when you ask somebody for something, their response was, no problem, and they just did it? Hey, it's Wally, and that's what I love about Ryan and his team at United Faith Mortgage. Their response to every question is always, no problem. And not only do they say it, they mean it. Like, I asked my UFM guy, Ryan, for 5 different scenarios to show my wife regarding our refinance. No problem. I asked him how much extra I needed to pay to knock 8 years off my loan. No problem. I asked him if he would name his next child after me, and he didn't say no problem. He just said no to that one, but it's good that he caught that because he pays attention to all the details and doesn't miss anything. So if you're thinking about purchasing a new home or refinancing your current one and you want no problems, talk to Ryan and my friends at United Faith Mortgage. They are a faith-based family of mortgage professionals who will go to the nth degree to make the process easy on you. And I can tell you personally, I had a great experience and you will too. United Faith Mortgage. Start online, call anytime. UnitedFaithMortgage.com.
United Faith Mortgage is a DBA of United Mortgage Corp, 25 Melville Park Road, Melville, New York. Licensed mortgage banker. For all licensing information, go to animalistconsumeraccess.org. Corporate Animal List number 1330. Equal housing lender. I license in Alaska, Hawaii, Georgia, Massachusetts, North Dakota, South Dakota, or Utah.
Uplifting Way FM.
He's wise beyond his years.
I can't really tell, but it seems like he's very good.
Here's Gavin.
I'm sure that every parent out there can remember a time when they had to maneuver vegetables into their kid's diet. Because it's a fact. Like, kids do not love green leafy things.
Oh, as well as adults. Yeah. I'm looking at one who's 53 years yeah. old and still refuses to eat a leafy green.
My daughter had the best childhood growing up because there were not vegetables in our house.
Like, oh, amazing.
We would make carrots for her because she liked carrots and peas, and so we would make her them, and we would never eat them. So, like, there was never... Because I know how much broccoli's horrible. Like, so I would never make my kid eat broccoli because it's the worst, you know? And then, like, if I wasn't going to eat it, I'm not going to make her eat it.
You are a perfect example of someone who's not like super unhealthy and never eats vegetables. Yeah. So it's like, this is as good as it can get.
I don't know how I've lived this long, to be honest with you. I mean, unless there's a conspiracy, like they're like, you gotta eat vegetables, be big and strong. I'm like, I'd like to be medium sized and slightly above weak.
And just funny.
Yeah, and it's worked out for me.
Well, my parents' tactic for getting me to eat anything green at a young age was they set like a small minimum goal before I left the table. I did read something that talked about the top 5 tactics that parents nowadays use to bribe their kids to eat vegetables.
Okay.
And most of them are food related. So the number 5 answer was extra video games.
Oh, well, that makes sense.
And yeah. And then after that, you
fun
have
fun time.
I bribe myself nowadays personally with that.
So oh, yeah.
The after that, you had stuff like pudding and chocolate. I never was a fan of pudding. I don't know why that would be. I get that it's like delicious and sweet. But
well, yeah, because it's not broccoli. It's awesome.
That's true.
Like, okay, so here's the thing. It seems counterproductive to bribe your kids with like junk food and sugary stuff to eat the good stuff. I mean, this is where old school parenting kicked in, and my mom would be like, well, you know, you can't leave the dinner table till you finish your broccoli. And I mean, I would sit there for hours, like because I was a real stubborn kid, too. And then finally it was like, well, I guess you're going to be hungry tomorrow, so I guess you're going straight to bed. Okay. Like, and so we had that battle because I just couldn't eat them, and I hated it.
And nowadays I do think that parents view that as being like straight up mean to a kid and abusive.
Yeah, no, it's not. It's life. Not. It like I turned out okay. People listening are like, did you? Did you really? Maybe your mom should have tried some different parenting techniques.
The number 1 bribe was ice cream, by the way. And personally, like if you told me that I was going to have like an extra scoop of ice cream after dinner, I probably would eat at least one more head of broccoli.
I try to work the broccoli into the ice cream then.
Oh.
Like to get you to eat extra, maybe.
That sounds disgusting.
But I think kids would go for it, though.
Probably so.
You know they make ice cream that does have veggies in it?
No, they do not.
Yes, they do. They have like a strawberry one, but in it is beets.
Oh!
So it tastes like strawberries, okay. But they use like beet juice to dye the ice cream to make it like a pink color.
That's not a bad idea. Hey, look, they figured out a way to put vitamins into Flintstone characters and gummies. Like, it makes so much sense. Like, I'd rather just do that, personally. Uplifting Way FM, this is The Wally Show, and we live in a different world than when I was a kid, man, and this is evidenced by there's a school in Colorado that wants to do away with valedictorian. You know, we've gotten into this world where everybody gets a trophy, and, you know, we don't want to single anybody out for working hard and you know, doing, you know, extra because it's not fair to the ones that don't, and so it by making nothing special, then you have nothing to celebrate. You have nothing to work for.
Right, you know? Exactly. You're not being pushed forward to on to greater things because you just think, oh, the status quo is good enough.
Yeah, it's interesting because they said, you know, they're getting rid of this because learning should not be a competition. I have news for you. Life is a competition. Like, it just is. And learning is part of that. And so if it can inspire you to motivate you to work harder and to, the byproduct is you learn more,
well,
you know?
Yeah, I think what you're trying to say is life is a growing process.
Sure.
And if you're just not trying to grow and you're just going to stay stagnant, then you don't realize what you're actually capable of or what you were made to do.
Yeah, see, you know, kids that aren't going to be valedictorian, whether you have it or not, they're not going to be valedictorian because they're not, like, I was never going to be that because it wasn't an important thing to me.
Mm-hmm.
But the kids that it is important to them, I think taking that away from them is doing them a disservice, mm-hmm. honestly, you know? And so I am curious, though, because we really have almost vilified competition in life. Like, we've made it like this bad thing. And I think when it's healthy and it's not your parents out on the field yelling at refs, you know, and things like that, but I think competition can push you to greater things, mm-hmm. and I don't think we should shy away from it with our kids. Now, it needs to be modified, and it needs to be healthy competition, but I think avoiding it or pretending that life isn't competitive does them a huge disservice when they get into the real world on their own. And so I am curious for you, was there ever a thing or a moment that you look back on that was a competitive situation that kind of helped you? It was healthy, but it helped you to grow. It helped you to move forward. It helped you to accomplish something, because I just think that we don't look at competition in the same way as we did when I was perhaps younger. And so I'd love to hear your story on this. 855-33-WAY-FM is the number. That's 855-33-WAY-FM. How did healthy competition actually help you to accomplish more? 855-33-WAY-FM. We'll take yours now. How did healthy competition actually help you, Shauna?
I would have to say it taught me to try harder. My kids have done sports off and on, a couple of different things here and there. They keep score, but only if it's for a school. If they play for a church, they don't keep score because they believe it's all in the fun of the game. But you got to learn in life that sometimes you win and sometimes you lose. And if you don't try your best, you're not going to do your best.
Here's the crazy thing. We've made it so that losing seems like the ultimate worst thing that can ever happen in your life. And that's not true, actually. Losing can actually teach you more about life and about yourself, and rising up from a loss to then become better is actually a healthy, healthy thing. And why do we keep score? We play canasta with my friends. We play cards. We keep score so that there's a winner and a loser, and it's okay.
Yes, exactly. I mean, my granddaughter does pageants, and if she doesn't win, she'll look at me and say, oh, well, Nana, there's always next time.
Well, that's not healthy. Apparently, you've not seen enough Toddlers and Tiaras.
I have seen kids walk away crying and in tears because they didn't get the top title.
That's how it's supposed to go in Toddlers and Tiara world. Come on, what kind of grandmother are you? Have you ever found that out, Christina, that you had some form of healthy competition that helped you?
I sure did. I was young and on the church softball team, and I sure wanted to be pitcher, but I found out I was not a pitcher. That was not my gift, and I had to be okay with it, and then that taught me to find my gift.
Well, what was the thing that you did find that you were good at?
It wasn't anything in softball. No sports at all. I found out I love to quilt.
Oh, well, there you go. So you found another passion, and that's one that can carry you long past your knees giving out on you in softball. Speaking as someone whose knees gave out on them in softball while running, I probably should have taken up quilting. Uplifting Way FM, this is The Wally Show, and it's no secret that things can get a little messy sometimes on you in life, and you're like, man, I just need a little bit of prayer on this, and you kind of go to the people you know, or sometimes you feel like you can't go to the people you know, and that's why we have our thing called the Prayer Wall at WayFM.com. It's a great way for you to post a prayer request. You can do it with your name, you can do it anonymously, and then other people are there, and they pray for you, and what's cool is they just check a little box and say, hey, I prayed for this, and you'll get a notification when that happens, and it's cool to see you going through your day, kind of maybe feeling alone or not seen, and then all of a sudden, ding, it goes off, and then ding, another time, and it's just, it's a real cool part of the prayer wall, but man, as I look at some of these, Betty Rock was sharing these with me, like Lewis is like, my wife Teresa filed for divorce, I asked, you know, for prayer for God and the Holy Spirit to soften her heart. Then there was an anonymous one. I've been standing my marriage for 2 years. My husband came back, but then it seems like he is pulling away and wants to go back to his ex. Then Lindsay, please pray for my heart. I'm struggling with anger, overwhelmed. My husband filed for divorce, and it's going to be finalized tomorrow unless God performs a miracle. Like, these are all relational here. They're all on the same topic of marriages falling apart and crumbling, and people just going, God, I don't even know what to do. I'm desperate here in this moment. And maybe you've been in that place in your life at some point in time, and maybe it didn't work out. Maybe God restored your marriage. I don't know. But you might be uniquely qualified to pray for this person and give the words to God for them when they can't find them for themselves.
Yeah, so when you go to wayfm.com, you'll see there's a little gray bar at the top, and one of those options is prayer wall. When you click on that, you'll see a video from Pastor Chad, who runs the prayer wall, and make sure that it's all going well. But like Wally said, when you get on there and you want to put up a request, maybe you want to pray for one too, and click that little box, and that'll notify someone saying, hey, I prayed for you. And that could make the total difference of a day.
Yeah, post one, pray one is a really good mantra to kind of go through, because I'm telling you, when you pray for somebody else, it does do something inside of you as well, even in the midst of your mess. And so that's why we have it. I think it's a great thing, and it can make a difference. It's called our prayer wall at wayfm.com. For years and years and years, the dog has been man's best friend, but now chickens are edging their way into that spot because chickens are pretty awesome.
So awesome, in fact, that they have their own Chicken of the Month Club, and let's see if dogs can do that. This is where you can give 2 chickens to a family in need by only giving $28 a month.
If somebody were to give me 2 chickens and go, here you go, here are 2 chickens, do something with them, I would have no idea. I would probably name them. I would dress them up in sweaters.
None of that.
Yeah, but none of that does any good, but... In developing countries, people know what to do with chickens. Chickens provide a ton of eggs, which can provide income for a family that is struggling to break the cycle of poverty. They also provide nutrition for families. Don't tell the chickens that part. But they also can sell the chicks in the marketplace. It's a great source of income. We all talk about side hustles. This is a way you can invest in a family to help them break the cycle of poverty for just $28 a month.
And it's by giving a chicken. So text the word chicken to 91979. That's chicken to 91979.
And all of this is made possible through our friends at Food for the Hungry. They do so much great work for the underserved and underprivileged, and you can be a part of that today. We'd love to have you get involved. Again, text chicken to 91979.
These are the least important stories out of Hollywood, but nonetheless entertaining. Here's Betty Rock with the least of these.
Legendary actor Bruce Willis, known to some as John McClane or Dr. Malcolm Crowe, has decided after a 40-year career to take a step back from acting due to health concerns.
Yeah, I did see this, and I was saddened for him. There are certain diseases, like no disease is ever good, but there are certain ones you're like, oh man, that's got to be hard.
Mm-hmm. Well, at the age of 67, Willis and his family released a statement that says he's been diagnosed with aphasia,
And if you don't know what that is, it's a disease that affects the ability to speak or write and even understand words. So sources close to the actor have admitted that in the last few years, they have seen where Willis has shown signs of cognitive issues, including being unable to remember lines.
I would think that would be a really frustrating thing. That and Alzheimer's seem like the two cruelest diseases to me. Like if you, my grandfather, he suffered from Parkinson's disease and his mind was still good, but his body gave out. He couldn't communicate. He couldn't share. And it was really frustrating for him. Mm-hmm. And I can imagine the same thing with aphasia for Bruce Willis. Like your mind might still be good, but you can't get it out. And with Alzheimer's, the frustration when you're first realizing what's going on and then you slip away, and it's just such a hard disease on the family around you, mm-hmm. where they kind of lose you a little bit. It's tough.
Yeah, and I did see, like, what do you do to fight back against it? Right. And they said, like, speech therapy can help. So hopefully he can get some good speech therapy and it can help him get back into doing roles again.
We had a friend of ours who his mom has dementia, and her husband, his dad, is still living with her, but she doesn't recognize him anymore. And so they had kind of told her, hey, he's a driver that's living with you to help you and get you through this, and he's taking care of you for us because we can't always be there. I mean, how sad is that when you've been married for 40 something years and that's where you're at? But what was really cool is they kind of flipped the script on it, and the dad, you know, basically re-courted his wife as this other person now to her.
It's like The Notebook.
Yeah, and so when his son was over, he's like, hey, son, got news for you. We're going to get married. Is that okay with you?
Man.
And so, like, they rebuilt a new life here in the last part of their lives, which it's different. It's not perfect, but boy, what a beautiful twist on a really tough disease where you could actually then enjoy part of this again versus just living in the past and what you don't have, finding something new to have, I thought was just amazing. And maybe if you are walking through this and not knowing how to navigate it, maybe this guy's story would help you and your family figure something out with that. Uplifting Way FM, this is The Wally Show. And sometimes we seek out status, things that make us feel wealthy, you know, or rich. Like, look around you right now, and I would encourage you, Betty and Gavin, to do this right now. Look around you right now. Do you have anything on you that is a status symbol, like a name brand?
I mean, got Nike shoes on.
Okay, that's not bad, but a lot of people have Nike shoes. That's not like you got Versace on.
I have,
but
Gucci. These shoes are, what are those
called? Those are Chuck Taylors. Those are Converse, those not are ritzy at all.
Yeah.
You both have trucker hats on.
You, on the other hand.
I don't think I have anything ritzy. I have a new watch. I got a new watch.
Don't you have a nice brand of glasses?
No, not really. Oh. No, not, I mean.
They're just Versace, but.
I mean, if you call Armani, you know, whatever, if you call that wealthy.
I would.
Okay, so I guess I have one status symbol.
We have iPhones.
Yeah, that's very true.
All three
that's
of very us. True.
Amen.
Well, amen.
Here's what I'm curious about, because Betty Rock came across this thing the other day that I find fascinating. I want to be rich.
Okay, so what are those things that back in the day they seemed upper class, but now in 2022 they're a bit lower class?
Yeah, like at the time you're like, I have to have this. And now if you have it, you're like, oh, they have that?
Yeah. For instance, a satellite dish in your yard.
Yes.
If you still have a satellite dish in your front yard or backyard, it's probably not a good thing.
When I was younger, you had the satellite dish and you got, like, you know, 100 channels that no one else could get. And you're like, oh my goodness. And it was this giant dish. Now you've got, like, satellite TV on your roof, which is little. But the big one in the front yard, that's how you knew that person has money. And they probably even have one of those projection TVs inside, too.
Yeah. And then you think about this. Flip phones. Back in the day, flip phones were considered high class. Like, wow. But now, iPhone.
iPhones and even Androids, they don't make them flip.
They tried to bring that back, but I don't think it did well for them on this last round.
We've moved past it.
Yeah. So if you have a flip phone, it's probably because you have a burner phone. You know, it's something that you got at the dollar store.
You're probably on the run from the law.
Right.
Okay, so I am curious. That's two really good examples of something that used to have status, and now if you have that, it ain't status anymore. Mm-hmm. What are some other things that maybe you can think of here? 855-33-WAY-FM. We'll put our heads together as well, but I'd love to get your take on this. What was the status symbol that now means you have no status if you still are rocking this thing? And don't say mullet, because they're timeless. 855-33-WAY-FM. That's 855-33-WAY-FM. We'll take yours now. Can you think of something else that falls into that category today?
Yeah, so we have a full DVD collection and DVD player.
Yeah, it's interesting, too, how VHS used to be that. Gavin has a VHS player that he and his wife will watch Disney movies on still.
We still have a VCR, too.
Do you really?
Yeah, my mom kept it because their wedding tape is still on a VHS. Apparently, she doesn't realize you could digitalize all that stuff now, too.
That's great. No, we've got to keep this forever. And, like, when was the last time she watched it? Like, a million years ago.
No, she actually watched it last year and discovered my dad, he recorded over their wedding tape with wrestling. It was WrestleMania.
Oh, that's so great.
Oops.
All right, Jessica, you're up. What used to be a status symbol that now says, I got no class?
A pager.
Yes. I remember having a pager when I first started in radio, and it's like they could get a hold of you anytime. You felt really special. You're like, all right, now all I got to do is find a payphone so I can call somebody back.
One of those things that was brought up in this article I found, it was dial-up internet. If you still have dial-up internet, then where do you live?
But remember when you did have dial-up internet first, it was like, this is great. And then someone picks up the phone like, get off the phone, I'm on the internet. You remember that?
Yes.
So Jennifer, what is something that used to be really a status symbol but now is a no-status symbol?
Lisa Frank colored pen.
Oh, yeah, that pen that was like four pens in one where you had the black and the red and the blue and you'd click the top of it and it would put a different color out. Man, those things were so cool.
When you were the kid at school back in the day with one of those colored pens, you were legit. Like, you were a big deal.
My family was so poor, there was no way I could afford that pen. Like, and even all my pencils were number threes, so.
And now for some good news.
Uplifting Way FM, this is The Wally Show. A little good news, giddy up. Put a little pep in your step there, because the news can be kind of heavy. So here's three rapid-fire good news stories coming at you, designed to make you feel better. Betty Rock Goo.
There were two Holocaust survivors recently reunited in Florida 79 years later.
Ooh.
Yes, Jack and Sam, those were the friends. They ran into each other at a benefit dinner for the Holocaust Memorial Museum this month. And until now, each of them had never knew if the other survived.
Wow.
But Jack said it was like finding a long-lost brother.
That's cool. I wonder if, because so it's so long ago, I wonder if they were like kids going through this at that same time. And because I get messed up on dates and time, but it would seem to be the case. That's awesome. Good news, giddy up. Gavin, go.
Charlotte, North Carolina's Major League Soccer team recently added a new tradition. So before each game, the entire crowd sings the national anthem instead of just the one person on the field. This started a few weeks ago, back when a singer's mic dropped and the crowd finished it for that guy.
Oh, that's kind of funny. That's cool that they're doing that tradition, and I would love to hear an entire stadium singing the national anthem. I think that's great, though. And then finally, there was a cancer patient who had a really unusual request for her nurse that was taking care of her because she was not going to survive, and so she asked the nurse to adopt her 8-year-old son. And the nurse agreed, her son was 8 at the time. 8 years have since passed, and his mom would be so proud of the job the nurse has done raising him. Just got his driver's license. Wesley's a straight-A student, model child, and his surrogate mom says he's exceptional, but most important thing about him is he's just such a kind, loving kid.
That's so sweet.
I'm sure his mom would be looking down on that and being like, all right, that was good. And even Wesley was like, I'm so thankful every day that my mom made that decision. Mm-hmm. So his life turned out as good as it could be in the midst of that bad situation. And that's going to do it for your good news, giddy up.
Oh, I hate goodbyes, but there's still more fun to be found through our YouTube, Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, and TikTok. Just search Wally Show. Don't forget to join our exclusive Potty Facebook group. You can find the link in the description of this podcast. And thanks to Colorado Christian University Online and United Faith Mortgage for supporting what we do.